This is episode 2326 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 7, the final episode of the series we've been exploring all week long. If you are just joining us, you are in the right place because every single day offers you a unique meditation experience. We always focus on a theme for a full week, so each episode you listen to will be connected to that weekly theme. And as always, if you'd like the 30-minute guided meditations, you can always find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. This week's series might be a series you'd like to explore a little more in depth, or go back and listen to certain episodes that really inspired you. And you can do that on the app for a full week free access. That's a full week's series. Now, this week you have had a special focus. Not only are you exploring how to stay motivated when you feel like giving up, but you've been doing this by pursuing your inner truth and passions with a quest. Your challenge this week has been to create a quest. And as you create a quest, you begin to experience more adventure and excitement in your life. A quest moves you a little out of your comfort zone, and it allows you to explore different options that are around you that you may never have taken advantage of. I've heard from so many of you this week about your quests. I heard from a fellow meditator who is cooking her way through a cookbook that used to be her mother's. I have heard from a fellow meditator who is going to visit every single continent in the world. He's already visited quite a few, but he decided to make the extra effort to visit every single continent. So this is just an example of a few of the different quests I've heard about this week. So you can reach out and tell me your quest. You can send me a direct message to mary@sipandom.com by email, or you can send a direct message on my Sip and Om Instagram. Some of you have let me know that you're doing a quest with your family members, and I think that's such a beautiful way to do a quest. Exploring parks and planning different outings and activities with your whole family as part of your quest. So today, the final episode, you're going to be guided as you fully embrace your quest. I hope you have one now. I want to share with you some wise words of wisdom from the book we've been following along this week by Chris Guillebeau, The Happiness of Pursuit. And he gives a few tips about creating a quest. He says, don't just do something fun. Find a way to create structure around a project and build in a timeline. And this is really important in regards to your quest, because if you think about something you're going to do in a random way, chances are you might not actually get around to doing it. Or maybe you'll start your quest, but it's not really a new adventure or something you have to put any effort into doing. It's something that you may have done anyways. That's not really a quest. A quest allows you to explore some adventure, and usually you have a few challenges along the way that you must overcome. Think of climbing a mountain. You have to consider the weather. You have to consider how prepared you are. And As you do it, you come across challenges along the way. Maybe there's a big boulder blocking the shortest route. Maybe you slip and fall. Your quest is something that should definitely allow you to grow and expand your truth in some way. You can also create mini quests to help you maintain your sanity or to overcome a difficult or challenging time. It's building a little novelty into your life, and I'll share with you what I did at the very beginning of the pandemic. Like you, I wasn't really sure what to think of the pandemic, what I should be doing each morning, and my area was on lockdown, so it was really difficult to go places. And I remember wandering around, not really getting anything done. I couldn't really focus, and I needed something to ground me. So I, like many of you, organized and cleaned the closets in my home, and I decided that I would every single day wear a different piece of clothing in my closet. This included all my clothing, my dress-up clothing, my casual clothing, my workout clothes. And what I did is I wore each piece just once, and I wouldn't allow myself to wear it again until I'd gone through my entire wardrobe. This sounds kind of silly, and it was, but it kept me laughing in the mornings when I would try to coordinate outfits that didn't really go together so well because I had already worn some of the more basic staples in my closet. But nobody was really seeing me since I wasn't going anywhere anyways while on lockdown. But it was a way for me to feel like I had control over something and to maintain my sanity a little bit during the lockdown. So today, at the final episode of our series, I invite you to settle yourself down and fully embrace the quest you've been creating this week. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate them upwards. Begin to feel your whole body relax, your mind to become calmer, noticing where you hold tension and what may have triggered that tension. Now visualize your quest. As you do so, inhale through your nose, mentally affirming, I share my truth. What is your truth? What truth are you sharing? What's the first step you need to take to accomplish this quest? Inhale deeply through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upwards, fully embracing your quest. As you release your breath, release fear, doubt, tension. Reflect back over this week and think of the times you felt motivated and excited about your life. What were you doing? Who were you with? Where were you during these times? Now, reflect on the times when you struggled, when it was hard to feel motivated. What caused this? What were you thinking? Pay close attention, celebrating your wins and learning from the times you struggled. These are your lessons. Your quest will open up many lessons as you share your truth. You are so worth slowing down for.